We're joined on the telephone line by a friend of the show, Sean Faircloth. Hello, Sean.
Hey, great to be here.
Good to have you with us. We're all over the place. I'm here at my house. Bruce Pratt's down in Swanville. Carrie's at the studio, all doing our self-quarantine effort. And I wanted to talk with you about your efforts, because you were really out there with some other folks on the front lines of getting the people in power in the city of Bangor to really take the lead here in the state.
Well, I really am very thankful to the city of Bangor and to the mayor for choosing to move forward early to protect lives regarding orders regarding essential services only. That will definitely decrease. We'll never know the exact number, but that choice will decrease the death rate here, particularly in eastern Maine. But what I most wanted to talk to you about is caring about others, caring about folks in other states. There are currently 15 states that have no statewide shelter-in-place type of policy, and these are not necessarily small ones either. Texas is one of them. Missouri is one of them. Oklahoma is one of them. Now, some places have had individual cities that have done things, but most have not. And we're talking about a vast millions swath of American population. And what I'm really hoping that your listeners might consider is Bangor did take early action. And it's understandable. People will say, well, let's see what the federal government does. Let's see what the state government does. But we've proved here in Bangor, citizens can take action with a petition process and change it to save lives. And you could talk to your friends. Your listeners could talk to their friends in Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Utah, and say, you can do this at your city level, and it can save lives. It's desperately important.
Absolutely. And when you were trying to convince the folks in the Bangor city, you're a history guy, and you cited the St. Louis situation back in 1918.
Exactly. Well, St. Louis is a very clear example that scientists and epidemiologists have been mentioning over and over. They often contrast it with Philadelphia. So Philadelphia didn't do much and let things proceed. St. Louis really shut down their city in 1918, and it saved lives. And back in those days, there was no World Health Organization. You know, there was no CDC. It was just kind of something that sprang up and people had to react individually. We have more scientific sophistication, and in this particular case, we have the social media power where individual citizens, which is what happened in Bangor, really spoke out. I mean, I posted something and started to put together a petition, and Lori Dwyer liked that, and Dr. Noah Nesson spoke out. But also, very importantly, we had many people who themselves, senior citizens certainly, but also people who are in elevated risk categories, people who live with diabetes or heart issues, quite a variety of issues that elevate the potential of death, unfortunately, from COVID-19. So I hope that people would really consider proudly what Bangor has done and thank the Bangor City Council for taking their action. But we can make this spread in a good way, have a viral spread in a good way. Talk to your friends in other states. I mean, this affects us. When people in Texas, a place that's, you know, the population of a country, is not taking sufficient action, that endangers, through community spread, not just the United States, the entire world. Unfortunately, we don't have strong federal leadership, so we got to have citizen leadership.
Well, and that's a key point here, because the federal government took so long to respond, especially in terms of getting the supplies that are needed for medical facilities and those first responders around the country. It's been largely up to the states and communities. The good news is that most governors were right out in front taking charge of the situation. Have you been pleased with the way Governor Mills has handled things so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think that certainly the state of Maine has done better than other states. I personally am an advocate of early implementation. So as you saw, or certainly people saw in the media and in social media, and with the guest column I wrote with Dr. Noah Nesson, early action is the most logical life-saving action. But to me, my heart goes out to literally, and I have friends. I have a friend in Mississippi where apparently the governor of Mississippi tried to, this is a local action, local control Republican, mind you, who tried to prohibit local governments in Mississippi from doing things to protect their own citizens. I mean, it's insanity. But this ideology, unfortunately, has taken hold not just in the White House, but in a number of states throughout the union. And there's a lot of people there who I hope we all care for, and that they should have an opportunity through their local action, through petitioning action to their city, to save their own lives. That's what we're really talking about.
Can I ask Sean a question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, Sean, one of the things that you said to my son, Ben, when he was running for office, you made a very good point that if you take a step in Maine, you can really be more influential than people might think because you don't get lost in the crowd here. And I was thinking that that's sort of what I thought Bangor did so well, is it didn't get lost in the crowd. It didn't get caught up in the noise. It focused on doing something there. And it's such a good model that I agree with you. Exporting that model could save lots and lots of people.
Local action, I'm the first to say, I'm a Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat. I wish we had a president of the United States who in January had said, we're going to do A, B, and C, we're going to work on ventilators, we're going to work on testing, we're going to take, you know, a Marshall Plan level of action right from when this first came up in January, because let's face it, Trump had the information needed to draw that conclusion, but he didn't take that action. And unfortunately, though there have been excellent governors who have been taking action, there's still millions of Americans who are unprotected. I mean, you look at the map that the New York Times puts out, and there are states with mixed policies, and there are states that are just plain blank. It's Wild West. Nothing is happening. And back to your point about Ben and anybody in Maine taking action, the story of citizens getting together, which is what it was in Bangor, working in community action, they had an effect. And again, I commend the city council, I commend the mayor, because they took action. So good on them. And I think a lot of people understandably think to themselves, well, that's the president or that's the governor. But heck, there's a college town in South Dakota. There's a college town in Nebraska. There are communities that are, if not blue, purple in a lot of these red states where they can take their local action. And your listeners have friends in those states. Go look at the map. They post it every day in New York Times. It's updated April 1st, and it shows where there's a statewide order and where there's orders in parts of the states. And you'll see 15 states where there's no statewide order, even at this late stage. Reach out to your friends in those states and say, hey, we did it in Maine. You can put together a petition. We had average citizens. We had public health experts. We had MDs. You know, we had community leaders working together, and it made a positive change. That can happen elsewhere, and I think we should speak out just out of caring for people in other parts of the United States, because I worry for people in places like Texas and frankly, Nebraska, Iowa, a lot of these places, just they don't have a policy in place. Arkansas, nothing.
Sean, right here in our backyard as well, we also have a segment of the population that may not be getting the information they need, and that's our homeless population. How are we reaching out to them, and what can we as citizens do and the community do to make sure they're being protected and doing the right thing?
Well, first, I do want to commend our city and commend those in the state who are reaching out to the homeless population. In my day job, where I'm executive director of Maine Mental Health Connections, which administers Together Place, I've been working with my staff because they interact a lot, not exclusively, but to a large degree with the homeless population. And obviously we've got, situations where we have folks who are now working from home and all this and creating online recovery groups. Now, traditionally, those groups have been focused on mental health recovery, substance use recovery. But now I've directed my staff to work in all of our groups with the first and foremost a repeat discussion of personal hygiene as connects to COVID-19, as connects to the coronavirus crisis. And really, I don't think we can repeat it enough. And I've been talking with some folks at the city, and I defer to their excellent actions. But an educational process is valuable. I don't know how many of your listeners have seen this, because I think the vast majority of people I've seen, even before the statewide order yesterday, we're doing their best to maintain 6-foot distance and do the right things. But there is a minority I have seen sometimes among, and I'd say the vast majority of youth are doing a great job, but there's a minority that are kind of tending to, think they live forever and ignore the the intelligent policies. And sometimes I think a lot of information maybe is also not getting out there to folks who, you know, are at a disadvantage. They're living on the street, or, you know, sometimes they're going into a shelter, or sometimes literally living on the street. And so, yeah, an outreach and an education with that population, I think, is really important, not to be harsh, not to be punitive, to be sympathetic, but to say, hey, this is real. We want to make sure you know about it and do it in a way that's at 6 feet and compassionate, but still forceful.
Well, Sean, great information. We appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. And again, you're listening and you've got friends in other places and can get the word out to them. That's the best message you can send, as we try to keep people safe and not be parochial, but to think about our neighbors here in the United States and frankly, all over the world, because as you said, Sean, we're all in this together.
I bet you if your listeners looked at their Facebook friend list, just did that, or Twitter follow, but their Facebook friend list, you can see it by state. And just say, oh, I know Joe Smith in Nebraska. I know Susan Jones in Arkansas. I'm going to reach out to him and say, hey, your town can do something, because they really can. And we've shown that here in Maine, and I think we can be proud of it.
Well, Sean, thank you for your efforts, and thanks, as always, for being with us this afternoon. Be well, stay safe, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Sean Faircloth with us on Downtown.